You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Flippity, floppity, trippity, droppity, hippity, hoppity, spippity, spoppity, wiggly, raggedy, riggedy, raggedy, tickety, toggity, baby. Matt the Cat back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine, pulling out the wax to keep it clean. I like to make it gleam like a beam of light. It's out of sight, all right, all night, baby. Woo, mercy. Playing the platters that matter, making them splatter like pancake batter. And if I get a show for you this week, Cats and Kittens, we are continuing our series on Chess Records. Last week in part one, we focused on the first incarnation of Chess, Aristocrat Records, which was not created by the Chess brothers. Leonard Chess bought into the Aristocrat label beginning in September of 1947. Leonard Chess helped put Aristocrat on the map with the record Bilbo Is Dead by Andrew Tibbs, which raised some controversy in the South and actually sold very well around Chicagoland. The Chess brothers, Leonard and Phil, had been Polish immigrants coming over in 1928 with their sister Malka and their mom to meet their dad, Joe, in Chicago, who had immigrated to the U.S. 7 years before. Working in their father's junkyard, Leonard got into the liquor store business and then the nightclub business, while brother Phil was away in the military during World War II. It all culminated in 1946 when Leonard opened the Macomba Lounge at 3905 South Cottage Grove in Chicago. After nearly a three-year stint learning the record business at Aristocrat, Leonard was mostly focused on distribution and promotion. He'd load his car up with promotional records, travel to radio stations within a 1,000-mile radius, meet the disc jockeys, shake some hands, slip them an envelope, and get those Aristocrat records on the radio. Along the way, recording Andrew Tibbs, Sunnyland Slim, Muddy Waters, Forrest C. Sykes, Babyface Leroy, Robert Nighthawk and his group The Nighthawks, and grabbing the songwriting talents of Willie Dixon. It's 1950, and Leonard's brother Phil had been running the Macomba Lounge while Leonard had gained more and more control over Aristocrat Records. Evelyn Aaron, who had been running Aristocrat with Leonard, was ready to leave, and Phil Chess was ready to buy her out. Now the brothers were together at Aristocrat. Before we get into the end of Aristocrat and the beginning of Chess, let's start part two of the Juke in the Back feature on Chess Records with one final Aristocrat release. Recorded in February of 1950 and released in March, it's Aristocrat number 412. Muddy Waters, Rollin' and Tumblin', Part 1.
Well, I roll and I'll tumble, cried the whole night long. Well, I roll and I'll tumble, cried the whole night long. Well, I woke up this morning, didn't know right from wrong. Well, I told my baby before I left that town. Thank you. down up the river well, whiskey, and I will be diving down. Well, up the river well, whiskey, and I will be diving down. Well, I would dive to the bottom. Could have had a legion this very old same day. Well, I could have had a religion this very old same day. Well, our whiskey and women would not let me.
The Gene Ammons Sextet with My Foolish Heart, issued in June 1950 as the very first Chess Records single. They began the new Chess Records numbering system with 1425, named after their childhood home at 1425 South Karlov Street in Chicago. Ammons recorded that on May 2nd, 1950, and that was a very important record for Chess. It went to number 9 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists in mid-summer of 50. It was important because Gene Ammons was selling records. More than Muddy Waters, more than Robert Nighthawk, more than Andrew Tibbs. And since the brothers had just bought out Evelyn Aaron, they were short of cash. They needed all the money they could get to keep this new fledgling label afloat. On June 3rd, 1950, Aristocrat Records was officially renamed Chess Records. A new era had begun. There were some tides pushing against the Chess Brothers, like lack of funding, but there were some fortuitous events as well. For example, around this time, RCA, whose Bluebird subsidiary had been issuing some Chicago blues, and Columbia Records had virtually stopped issuing Chicago blues records, leaving Chess pretty much alone in the game of Chicago blues. Plus, over the next year, the brothers would make deals with Sam Phillips down in Memphis and DJ Al Benson in Chicago to buy promising talent and master tapes, both new and of defunct record labels. These moves would put more records on the charts and more money in the coffers. As I said, the first Chess release was number 1425, but what was 1426? Well, another very important record, but it didn't seem so at the time. It's Rolling Stone by Muddy Waters. Recorded in February and released in June of 1950, it did not sell well. We regard it today as one of Muddy's finest early recordings, and of course it inspired the Rolling Stones to take that as their name. In fact, when the Rolling Stones first chose that name, they originally dropped the G and added an N apostrophe, just like the song. But before getting going, they decided to drop the apostrophe and bring back the G. And as an added note, because I'm always talking about how the music we play on the Juke in the Back was the building blocks of rock and roll, and how a lot of these groups like the Stones and the Who and the Beatles, the Kinks, they were all listening to this music, it wasn't until the Rolling Stones' most recent album, Hackney Diamonds, that the group recorded a version of the song that inspired their name, Muddy Waters, Rolling Stone. And they ended their last album with that track, which I thought was very appropriate and classy. So without further ado, let's go back to June of 1950. Muddy Waters, Rolling Stone.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love, oh, love, showing up. House. And I sat down, oh, on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just not left. Showing up and just not left. Showing up and just not left. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Just before I was born, I got a boy child coming, gonna be a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Oh well, he's a. Oh well, he's a. Oh well, he's a. Cut the first thing smoking back.
back down the road I'm going, back down the road I'm going, back down the road I'm going. Showing up there, showing up there.
Sax Mallard and his sextet, featuring Andrew Tibbs, remember him, on lead vocal. That was recorded in July of 1950 and issued in August as Chess Number 1430. Sax Mallard had been a mainstay in the Chicago blues scene for quite some time, recording with Tampa Red and Roosevelt Sykes, and we will hear from him again when Chess launches the Checker subsidiary on the next program. But here on Juke in the Back's feature of Chess Records Part 2, 1950 through 51, we're going to focus on the early sides. Unfortunately, we wouldn't hear from Andrew Tibbs again because his heroin habit got a bit out of control, and that landed him in federal prison in 51. Remember, Tibbs was Aristocrat Records' first big star. Now he's out of the picture. Up next is a cat who was always seen as just a sideman, and really had some bad luck when it came to leading groups. He had his own release on Harlem Records in 1946 with the tune Roundabout Boogie. But unfortunately, when the record came out, Jimmy Rogers was not on the label. Harlem Records made a mistake and listed it as by Memphis Slim. So even when he did front his own group and release a really good record, he still didn't get credit for it. He was the second guitarist in Muddy Waters' working band, and had been for years. At this particular session,
held on the 15th of August, 1950, Jimmy Rogers got to step out of the shadows and front this group. On the record is Little Walter playing blues harp and Big Crawford on bass. It was a local hit and helped keep Chess Records in business. Released in October of 50, the same time that there was a tragic fire at the Macomba Lounge. And though you might suspect that Leonard or Phil Chess had set the fire for the insurance money, they did a thorough investigation and no foul play was found. So the Chess brothers took the insurance money, put it back into the record label, and that helped keep Chess Records afloat, as did this single. Here's Jimmy Rogers, not to be confused with the yodeling brakeman or Mr. Honeycomb. This is Jimmy Rogers, the blues guitarist, and it's listed as Jimmy Rogers and his trio. Here's That's All Right.
Once upon a time, you said if I would be yours, you would sure be mine. But that's all right. I know you're in love with some other man, but that's all right. Every now and then I wonder whose loving you deny. Told me, baby, your love for me was strong. When I woke up, little girl, half of this big world was gone. But that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, but that's all right. Every night and then I wonder who's loving you tonight. Take it away, man. What's getting wrong with you? You don't treat me halfway right, baby. Nothing like you used to do. But that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, babe. But that's all right. Every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, you're where it's at, and I'm digging the Juke in the Back.
Rise like a biscuit, shine like the sun. Get out and get that streetcar jack. Your day has just begun.
Mama needs a dress, that's her request. Your back makes like it will break.
Go on, forget it, get out and get with it.
You go Lord knew you'd back me, that you must take.
Go on, forget it, get out and get with it.
You got to get it.
To get it, the Dozier Boys, released as Chess number 1436 in October of 50, it was recorded back in August. Now, they were the first vocal group on Chess Records, and they had a plethora of releases on Aristocrat, but they weren't doing enough to stay on the Chess roster, so they moved on to OK Records in 52 and United Records thereafter. Chess would eventually have some of the biggest vocal groups of the 1950s, but that was a few years off. Right now, it's all about the blues. And it's time for another blues hit. This one went to number 10 nationally in early 51. It was recorded on October 23rd, 1950, released in November, and features Little Walter, born Marion Walter Jacobs, on blues harp, and Big Crawford on bass. Though at this Muddy Waters session on the 23rd of October, they did record the full band. But the Chess Brothers still were not interested in releasing full band recordings, as they felt that this trio setup would sell more records. We wouldn't hear these early full band recordings for at least another 20 years. Now listen closely, because on this record, Louisiana Blues, you can hear Little Walter say, "Oh, take me with you, man, when you go." It's Muddy Waters, Chess number 1441, and Louisiana Blues.
Going down in Louisiana, baby, behind the sun. I'm going down in Louisiana, honey, behind the sun. You know, I just find out my trouble just begun. I'm going down in New Orleans, get me a mojo hand.
I'm going down to New Orleans. Get me a mojo hand.
Oh, take me with you, man, when you go.
I'm gonna show all you good-looking women just how to treat your man. Let's go back to New Orleans, boys. When I hear your voice, ease my worry mind. One of these days, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. One of these days, I'm gonna show you just how nice a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new Cadillac if you only speak some good words about me. Hear my phone ringing, sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keep ringing, sound like a long distance call. When I picked up my receiver, the potty said another mule kicking in your stall.
A big number eight record in April of 1951 for Muddy Waters and Long Distance Call, recorded back in January, released in March of 51. And another example of the Chess Brothers not wanting to release full band records from Muddy, another trio record with Little Walter and Big Crawford. That single actually gets billed as Muddy Waters and His Guitar. So Walter and Big Crawford aren't making the label, but Muddy's guitar is. Remember back a little while ago, I talked about Chess Records was acquiring some master tapes from defunct labels? Well, this next guy is a perfect example of that. Al Hibbler. He recorded this next song back in 1948 for the Sunrise label, but they went out of business, and so Leonard Chess negotiated a deal to buy up those Sunrise masters. It's a good thing he did, too, because Al Hibbler, like Gene Ammons, was selling lots of records for Chess. This song charted It went to number 9 in May of 51 and helped keep the young label afloat. Chess would release as many singles as they could on Al Hibbler. But he soon went on to a bigger career with Decca Records, where he scored a number 1 hit with Unchained Melody in 55. Now let's go back to when this record was issued, February of 51. Remember, it was recorded in 48. It was issued in February of 51, and it charted in May, reaching number 9. Here's Al Hibbler with What Will I Tell My Heart?
I'll try to explain to him, dear, the reason we two are apart. I know what to tell my friends, dear, but what will I tell my heart? It's easy to say to strangers, and we played the game from the start. It's easy to lie to strangers, but what will I tell my heart when I smile to hide all the tears inside? What an ache it will bring. Then I wander home to a telephone that forgot how to ring. I could say you'd soon be back, dear, to fool the whole town, maybe smart. I know what to tell my friends, dear, but what will I tell my heart? When I smile to hide all the tears inside, what an ache it will bring. Then I wander home to a telephone that forgot how to ring. I could say you'd soon be back, dear, to fool the whole town, maybe smile. I tell them you'd soon be back, dear, but what will I tell my heart? What will I tell my heart?
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! We'll be right back. spin my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little dip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
This is the record that put Chess on the musical map and really ensured that they had a future. Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats with Rocket 88. In March of 1951, the Chess Brothers entered into an agreement with Sam Phillips down at the Memphis Recording Service to get some new talent and buy some masters. Sam hadn't yet started Sun Records. He wouldn't do that until early 52. So he was out there scouting, recording tunes, and then finding record labels to buy those songs off of him. This deal proved to be very important for Chess Records, because not only did they get a number one record out of Rocket 88, but that's how Howl and Wolf came to Chess Records, through Sam Phillips. Now, Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats were really the Clarksdale, Mississippi group, Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm. And Jackie Brenston, their saxophone player, wasn't normally their singer, but Sam Phillips insisted that he sing this one, Rocket 88. Rumor has it that Willie Kizart's fuzz guitar tone was actually caused by either his amplifier falling off of the roof of the car or out of the trunk during a frantic tire change on the way to Memphis. Either way, it gave that song a unique sound. Musically, Rocket 88 borrowed heavily from Jimmy Ligon's Cadillac Boogie, especially on the opening riff, but also on the car theme. Recorded by Sam Phillips on March 5th of 51, Chess released it in late March as number 1458. Initially available only on 78, it wouldn't get a 45 release until 1954. It charted in May, and on June 9th hit number one, where it stayed for 5 weeks. Bill Haley would rush a cover out in June, but that didn't take much steam away from the big Chess Records hit, Rocket 88. Now, Ike Turner was not happy that the Chess Brothers decided to call the group Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats instead of Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm, so Ike swore revenge. We'll talk about that a little later. First, Muddy Waters is back, buzzing around with the honeybee. Chess number 1468, recorded June 23rd, 1951, and released later that month, it would hit number 10 by the midsummer. Here's Muddy Waters with Honeybee.
Sailing, but please don't for sale so long. All right, little honeybee. Coming back home to me.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Chess Records. And right now we're going to hear one from John Lee Hooker, a cat who had already scored hits for the Modern label and was notorious for recording for any record label that would pay him up front. This time, the Chess Brothers actively sought him out and brought him to Chicago to record. On the label, they called him John Lee Booker with a B to avoid any possible lawsuits from other labels he might be under contract to. Recorded on April 26, 1951, and released in July, Leave My Wife Alone did not chart. In fact, none of the releases of John Lee Hooker on Chess Records charted. But it's this week's great 78, John Lee Booker with Leave My Wife Alone.
Hey man, leave my wife alone. I done told you once, I ain't gonna tell you no more. Next time I tell you, I'm gonna mow you down. Just leave me alone. Just leave her alone. I said, man, don't you know, leave my wife alone. Baby, what you done done? Got my love and got me on a bomb. Baby, leave him alone. Baby, leave him alone. I done told you once and ain't gonna tell you no more. Got my love and got me on a bomb. I done told you, baby. Done told you, baby. I done told you, baby, leave that man alone. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee- daddy, baby, now, baby, leave that man alone.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Chester Burnett in West Point, Mississippi on the 10th of June, 1910. Sam Phillips recorded that in Memphis in July of 51 as a demo, sent it off to Leonard Chess. Rumor has it it took a little convincing to get Leonard to release it, but as soon as he saw Howlin' Wolf live, he knew he had to have this cat. So he released Moanin' at Midnight in August, and it topped out at number 10 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. Another hit for Chess Records. Here's the thing though. Remember I mentioned before that Ike Turner wanted revenge? He was so mad at Chess Records that in September of 51, before Howlin' Wolf had moved to Chicago to record for Chess full time, Ike took the Wolf into KWEM to record another session. He sent those recordings off to RPM Records in Los Angeles. The Bahari brothers, owners of RPM, said that they had the Wolf under contract, and so a legal dispute ensued. So through the end of the year, both Chess and RPM were issuing singles on Howlin' Wolf. But you know who won out in the end. As we wrap up part two of Chess Records, 1950 through 51, here on The Juke in the Back. Next week in part three, we'll kick off 1952. Now it's time to flip Moanin' at Midnight, Chess number 1479 over, for another charter. How many more years? Which hit number four in early 52. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week for more Chess Records. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
How many more yells have I got to let you dog me around? How many more yells have I got to let you dog me around? I'd as soon rather be dead, sleeping 6 feet in the ground.
For dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.